Hi,
Saturnively occur at Brahusna Verdula.
Sorry, who are you looking to speak with?
Hello, I was looking at the Nagrians panel of this law society, and it states that it indicates that Mr. Ambrose Cuddy could be worthwhile instructing.
Okay, and do you need to speak with him?
Maybe I could speak to him, or otherwise maybe someone else. I don't know. I mean, I'm not currently a client to you. I don't know what way it works, so...
Okay, what's your own name there?
Nicholasine Colleen de Gloucester.
Can you spell that for me?
N-I...
Yeah.
O-C... L.
Yeah.
Afada.
Okay.
IS.
Yeah.
Ifada N.
Okay.
Next word.
Yeah.
C.
C.
Yes. Ofada.
Okay. Yeah.
IL.
Yeah.
Ifada N.
Okay.
Next word. DE. Last word, G H.
Yeah.
L O.
Yeah.
S T.
Yeah.
E Fada.
Yeah.
I R.
Okay, so your own name is Nicholasine Colleen.
Yes.
Right, okay, and you're calling from the Law Society, is that correct?
No. I'm not calling from the Law Society. I consulted this Law Society for an idea of who would be competent to instruct for this matter. So that's just how I found out about you.
Okay, what's the matter in relation to?
I am a victim of serious crimes, including torture. The European Committee for the Prevention of Torture visited me, and it repeatedly criticizes violations against international law against me. I myself, without a solicitor, went to a police station to complain about related crimes. I started this conversation in Irish. A policeman did not recognize that I was speaking in Irish. I can appreciate not actually understanding Irish, but he didn't even realize what language I was speaking in. He asked me, quote, "Where are you from?" unquote, and quote, "Were you born here?" unquote.
Who was this you were speaking with?
A policeman.
Sorry?
A policeman, a police officer.
Okay.
And he hit me twice in front of a CCTV camera while saying, quote, "Get out of my station." Unquote. Thanks. Well, your website says that you deal in all areas of law.
Sorry?
Your website says, for example, quote, extensive legal knowledge throughout the field of law, unquote.
Right, okay, well, I just want to double check there. Is that okay?
Thanks.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Hello? I hope so, thanks. Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Didn't you garda me dovrishin irum brehiv togarm ahin in a aig och dulkin chi on better live?
Sorry, can you speak in English?
Sorry, hello.
Hello, how are you?
So things could be better, things could be worse. I'm a victim of inter alia torture. The European Committee for the Prevention of Torture visited me and it repeatedly criticizes violations of international law against me. I myself, without a solicitor, went to a police station to make complaints about related crimes. I started this conversation in Irish. A policeman did not recognize that I was speaking in Irish. I can appreciate not actually understanding what I was saying, but he didn't even figure out what language I was speaking. He said to me, quote, "Where are you from?" unquote, and quote, "Were you born here?" unquote. Instead of taking complaints from me, he hit me twice in front of a CCTV camera while saying, quote, "Get out of my station," unquote. So I attempt to perform a private criminal prosecution against him, and FISRU has confirmed to me that a complaint by me against him is admissible. I found it very difficult to find a lawyer who, in this jurisdiction, who practices private criminal prosecutions. So I bought a book on such prosecutions.
I just interrupt you there.
Yes.
We don't do criminal matters here in our office.
Right.
We do litigation, all right, for, you know, accidents and insurance matters, but we don't practice the area of criminal.
Right. Well,
even though the Law Society has given you our name, we don't do criminal.
I'm surprised to hear this, but actually, this is in the background. I'm actually asking you if you are able to represent me via the Judicial Council Act 2019 at the Judicial Conduct Committee, because a district court judge refuses to sign criminal summonses.
I have to say now, we don't practice in that area of law at all, and I'm sorry to say that to you, and I don't know why we're on the panel, because we don't do criminal matters at all, but do you want to email us in and we can email you back with confirmation that we don't do that, because, you know, it's kind of record of it there.
Well, that
email us in with the information of what you're on about, and I pass it here to the principals
to
see, you know, that I'm correct in what I'm saying.
Thanks. So, I don't actually believe that the Judicial Council Act 2019 is criminal. I mean, there is a criminal background, but just in liking that, for example, injuries, as you just mentioned some moments ago, that can result in civil compensation, but there could also be a simultaneous criminal prosecution. And things like, for example, judicial reviews, your website refers to judicial reviews, that a judicial review might be concerning a criminal case, but a judicial review itself might not be a criminal case. And so it is, I think, perhaps a similar issue. But your website does have a number of statements such as, quote, extensive legal knowledge throughout the field of law, unquote. But yes, I will accept this offer to send an email and, yep. And
Have you got our email there?
well, I don't know which one to use.
Okay, it's
Yes.
info@ncos.ie.
Okay, thanks a lot.
And can I just take your name and your contact details there? I know you will have it in your email, but just
Yes, please. Nicholasine Colleen de Gloucester.
could you spell the second one?
Colleen, COFADA, IL, IFADA N. DE space GH, LO, ST, IFADA, IR.
Lovely. And your telephone number?
01-8350-646.
646. And your first name is Nicholas, is it?
Nicholasine, Colleen.
Okay, that's lovely. Will you email us in so?
I will. Thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you for your call. No problem.
Likewise. Bye.
Okay, bye bye.
Bye.